Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on the air with several resolves to unpleasantness. That's, well, maybe possible resolves. I feel more hopeful today. People say, huh? After all the shoot 'em ups yesterday, everywhere, bombs blowing up people, guns killing people, Paris, the site of a massacre, a couple of more people shot in an unrelated incident there today. But you know what? That having been said, there is what I consider to be a very hopeful sign from the president of Egypt. If you're not aware of what he has said, in essence, it's a call to arms for those who are Muslims. The mainstay of the Muslim world needs to get together, or the Muslim religion will become like the Guardians of the Galaxy, the good guys wiping out all the bad guys. I don't expect that we can wipe out 1.6 billion people, but, and I know you guys are smiling with my reference to the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Love the movie.
But who among us are the guardians of our planet? Who guards us? Like the Guardians of the Galaxy,
against the bad. I think a lot of people would say the United States and its allies are the guardians of the planet, at least from our perspective.
From our perspective.
I think these guys that went in and shot up Charlie Hebdo, they think they are the guardians of the galaxy and the planet.
Yep, that's exactly right. So who decides who the good guys are and who the bad guys are?
The one with the most guns at the end.
The one with the most money and the most guns and the most power. And with the Muslim world growing in population, pretty powerful influence.
Do you believe that guns and power are stronger than good hearts and good thoughts?
No. But it happens that sometimes, and World War II is probably the best example of it, you got to go there to wipe out what comes about as a result of too many germs. You know what I mean? Too many mental germs. And so the essence of what has happened over the years since World War II, World War II sort of, I take a deep breath before I say this, sort of legitimized the kind of warfare
force
that we then, using the force that was at our disposal to control or fix a situation. We tried it in Korea. Didn't work. We tried it in Vietnam.
It did work in Korea.
Work. No, it didn't. Not really. I mean,
it didn't have an immediate effect, but look at South Korea today, and it did work.
Well, but look at North Korea today. That doesn't work, and that was part of the whole communist business of separating the good guys from the bad guys.
It allowed South Korea to be its own individual country and stand on its own and thrive, and you would not have South Korea today without the Korean conflict.
They're still upset there. That's kind of, I mean, does war, maybe the better way of looking at it is trying to understand whether these kind of wars or any kind of war really settle anything. It sure as hell hasn't done anything in Iraq and Afghanistan, but kill a lot of Americans and locals and make a lot of money for the...
You really look at and go, it was a resounding success.
Right. It did what it needed to do. My point, which somehow was a little bit diluted by what you were saying, but you weren't inaccurate in looking at Korea. The essence of it is, but there was no clean resolve.
Right.
I mean, World War II, you got the bad guys.
It took 40 years to be able to see the result.
The Japanese were destroyed. Right. The Germans were destroyed. The Italians were destroyed.
You can put it all in a movie.
Done.
You can put it all in a two-hour movie and you see the beginning and the end.
It's called The Interview.
Exactly.
So, but you can't say that about Vietnam. You can't say that about Korea. You can't say that about the Middle East wars. You can't.
You sit here every day and you look at the news and you see all this stuff and you just have to believe that good will triumph in the end.
Right.
And if you don't believe that, what kind of life are you living?
Yep. All right. I'm looking at something that I don't want to forget. Before, I want to go back to the Parisian situation in a moment because we've got somebody who's close to the circumstances. But before we get there, I believe this to be the number one most important item of the day for those of you who think and work through stuff that's important to you. I believe this will have more impact on you than anything else you'll hear from anybody today. And that is something that was found in a plastic storage crate. This crate was filled with backyard dirt. It has yielded the most powerful antibiotic discovered in decades. Microfluidic devices growing soil bacteria. The research being done here in the Boston area, the scientists say they have identified a new type of antibiotic that kills the bacteria that causes pneumonia, staph, blood infections, to name a few. It's called Texobactin. It has not been tested in people, but it's cured mice of a lot of different infections. It's so different from current antibiotics that the scientists who reported their findings today in the journal Nature say they hope germs might never become resistant to it. So, for those of you who continue to want to protect your children from dirt, maybe you need to do a little research into this and see how erroneous your thinking is, because dirt's not bad. Dirt is good. There are some things in the soil, as the MIT researchers suggest, that, you know, we don't want to be too much a part of our environment, but you get down to, you know, the old business, and I don't get too crude here, staying away from fecal matter and the urine and that kind of stuff. It may not be as bad as it has been thought to be. And I'll leave it at that. This is something that'll grow, and all the doctors that are associated with our program here will talk about this, and we'll get a handle on it. But I remember back to the time I was taking tetracycline as a teenager because I had really bad acne. And what I realized by reading through this report is tetracycline came from soil bacteria. Found it in the 60s. Became a defense against a lot of things in the 70s. Well, actually, when did I die? I was taken in the 60s. Anyway, most soil germs cannot be grown in the lab and studied, and that's why I brought in a box of dirt. Okay, let's look at this. It was that simple, really. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, on the Good Day agenda here in a moment, Patrick Poole will join us. We talk about security and terrorism, focusing on the Paris attack in a moment. This is Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/newyear for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft, So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Patrick Poole, who is the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media. Go to pjmedia.com. He wrote yesterday, quote, back in October after two separate terror attacks in Canada, I coined the term known wolf syndrome. As I noted, in many of these terror cases, the suspects are already known to law enforcement authorities. And he recounted a number of similar instances here in our country of domestic terrorism. So, Patrick, is that, do we know who these people, or did somebody know? I didn't know. But did somebody know who these attackers were before the attack?
Well, in fact, they did. One of the suspects, who, by the way, all three are still on the loose. The one kid that they arrested last night, it appears he was actually at school at the time, the supposed driver. The Sharif Kouachi, who seems to be the ringleader, he's already been in prison on supporting terrorism charges. He was helping guys travel to Iraq to fight coalition forces there, and the French only arrested him when he decided he was preparing to go to Iraq himself. He spent a year and a half in prison. So, yeah, I mean, he was well known to authorities.
So, were there three or five? I thought it was someplace I got the idea there were five.
There were some initial reports that there were five, but the French authorities have come out and said that they're looking for three, the two shooters and one who was driving the car.
What do you think of the Egyptian president saying it's time for the Muslims in the world to get their act together? That's basically what he's saying.
Doug, I thought that was a remarkable event that got virtually no play in the U.S. media here, where you have the president of the largest Arab country in the world in front of the probably the most preeminent Islamic body, Al-Azhar University, on the planet, and say, look, you know, this is a this is a problem with, and he called out the imams and he called out Sharia.
Yeah,
I mean, it was simply remarkable. And then here, just the other day, he appeared at the cathedral for the Catholic Christmas services, which were earlier this week. He was the first Egyptian president to do so. Mm-hmm. So, and again, the U.S. media just.
The U.S. media is asleep at the wheel. We know
the Islamic world is waiting on you, the imams, because the Islamic world is being torn, it is being destroyed, it is being lost, and it is being lost by our own hands.
Yep.
We need a revolution of self.
Yeah. So the outrage around the globe, now that we've had this incident in Australia, it just keeps getting wider and broader. The antisocial behavior, which is a nice way of putting it. Somebody's got to wake up. Somebody's got to take a leadership position, or these people will become an albatross for themselves. Yes?
Well, that's certainly the case in France, where... I think it's important for your listeners, and this is not the first terror attack in the past month. I mean, there were three terror attacks before Christmas, which again got slight coverage here in the U.S. media. One where a guy went into a police station shouting Allahu Akbar, stabbed a police officer.
Yeah.
Two other cases where guys drove over pedestrians, killing a number of them.
U.S. media has been asleep. Patrick, thanks for being awake. Patrick Poole from pjmedia.com here on Good Day.
The The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This was the number one song, the only one they ever had, even though they've had a couple of other moderately successful tunes. This was the only one that got to the top of the heap. You know the name of this group? Dial us at 888-302-3684, and you'll qualify for our Beaches Resort giveaway, a four-day, three-night luxury stay for two adults and two children to any of the three Beaches Resorts located in the Turks and Caicos or in Jamaica. The Beaches Turks and Caicos Resort Villages and Spa, the Ocho Rios Resort and Golf Club in Jamaica. This is a luxury resort destination. You can go there. You'll qualify by figuring out who this group is, please. Richie,
wow.
Crank this puppy up, will you please?
I cannot tell you how many times I played this on the guitar when I was 15 or 18 years old. Or
topping
whatever.
The charts during this week in 1979. My Sharona name, the one-hit wonder group, 888-302-DOUG. The band was formed in May of 1978. Their last performance was a huge success. The first performance. Hello, ding, ding, ding. June 78 at Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset. What an interesting place. Still exists in L.A. Overnight, they performed with Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, The Doors, Stephen Stills, Eddie Money. By November of 78, there were 13 record companies in a fierce bidding war to get them. Capitol Records won, gave them the same marketing fanfare as they had given the Beatles. The album they recorded went platinum in 13 days. Rolling Stone magazine said they were the new Fab Four. Excuse me, not quite. This song, though, held the number one spot in the music charts for 6 weeks in a row. 8 months later, their second album sold over 2.5 million copies worldwide.
He wrote
a couple of weeks.
He wrote this about his girlfriend. He said he wrote the song in 15 minutes. I fell in love with her immediately. It was like getting hit in the head with a baseball. Now, they had one other hit. Called Good Girls Don't off of that same album. And Jim Morrison's top 10, though, so we're really kind of running the line on our one-hit wonder thing. These guys did have one other hit.
Not a top 10.
Yeah, no, not a top 10 hit.
All right. So, let's get to the heart of the action here. Sad story about them is they did record and play until 2010 when two of the original members died of cancer. Not a good deal. All right, let's see here. Time for us to find some action on the line. Let's go to Mark, who's in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Mark, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You want to get right to the heart of the matter here?
That's the knack.
The knack. K-N-A-C-K. Too many letters for a radio station. Is there a call? There must be a radio station somewhere. K-N-A-C or something. K-N-A-K. But you, sir, have managed to get yourself qualified for our drawing. Do you have two children? You have a wife and two children or a significant other, a couple of kids hanging around?
Well, I've got a wife. Well, we can go from there. So.
You can borrow some kids to take the vacation. You're qualified for the drawing first part of February. Hang on, we'll get your name. Thank you. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today, yesterday was yesterday. It's gone. Let's capture the moment, capture the day, if you will. Who is the person in charge? I guess I am, to a certain extent. Excuse me.
Or at least we let you think that.
Yeah, right. Thank you. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler here as we go through the items that are part of maybe what your being will wrap itself around for this Thursday, January the 8th. Al-Azhar, the thousand-year-old seat of religious learning in Cairo, respected by Muslims all around the world, referring to the attack in Paris as a criminal act, saying that, quote, Islam denounces any violence. Egyptian state news agency carrying that story today.
Good for them.
The organization of the Islamic Conference strongly condemning the attack. Spokesperson in Saudi Arabia said that violence and radicalism are the biggest enemies of Islam. The French Council of the Muslim Religion condemning the barbaric attack, saying that first thoughts are with the victims and their families, also called on all those committed to the values of the Republic and the democracy to avoid provocations that only serve to throw oil on the fire, and has urged French Muslims to, quote, exercise the utmost vigilance against possible manipulations from extremists. The most populous Muslim nation is Indonesia. Government there condemning the attack, sending condolences to the government and people of France. Egypt saying it stands by France in confronting terrorism. which is an international phenomenon that targets the world's security and stability, requiring coordinated international efforts to eradicate. Egyptian foreign minister saying that today. This is from Turkey. Turkish foreign minister says, "We condemn the hatred and any kind of terror. We are against any form of terror, regardless of where it comes from and what its motives are." Lebanon's foreign ministry expressing sympathy and solidarity with the French government and the people. In a statement quoted, called on the mainstream, the international community, to work through laws to uproot terrorism so that its, quote, shrapnel will not hit the innocent anywhere in the world. That's pretty strong stuff here.
Lebanon.
Here's Iranian foreign ministry spokesperson condemning the attack, saying any terrorist action against innocent humans was against the teachings of Islam. Actions are a continuation of radical waves and physical aggressions which have spread throughout the world in the past decade, and incorrect policies and double standards in confronting extremism and violence have unfortunately given way to a spreading of these undertakings.
Iranian foreign spokeswoman. That's interesting.
That's pretty interesting, yeah, in and of itself.
And, you know, Iran is, you know, they love the saber rattle, so.
Malaysia condemns the strongest terms of all, in strongest terms, all acts of violence. Stand in unity with the French people. We must fight extremism with moderation. King of Morocco, quote, strongly condemning the odious, cowardly terrorist attack in a message of condolence to the French president. Well, this is the first time I've seen this much direct condemnation commenting and in general focus on this heinous act. Thousands of people taking to the street to protest the attack in various parts of the world, starting in France. So, if anything good comes out of this, perhaps it is that sort of coordinated condemnation, people waking up to the fact that Islam cannot be the wave of the future, if that's what they want, by perpetrating these acts of violence, which will turn the rest of the world solidly against the Muslim world.
And I think
world.
A lot of these leaders of the Islamic nations see the tide turning.
Of course they do.
And are got to be scared to death. Listen, yeah. This is getting out of control.
It is out of control.
We may be able to be quiet when there's one or two little things here.
Yeah.
But now this is just getting out of control, and we're going to see the blowback, and we better take care of it now.
Yeah. Speaking of blowback, from the Wrong Again department, the mayor of New York City, Mr. Blah Blasio, has fulfilled a campaign pledge. Mr. Blah Blasio, as of today, announcing a lifting of the ban, which has, for the past several years, prevented students in the city schools of New York from having cell phones. Mayor Bloomberg, common sense leader that he was as mayor and is as a businessman, instituted a ban preventing children from having and using cell phones in school. Perfectly reasonable, intelligent, appropriate. This jerk, nah. We got to take, we'll let everybody have cell phones again so they can even be more distracted in school and do even worse in school. What is the purpose of having a cell phone? Why does a student, a child, need a cell phone in school? Come up with one good reason.
In school, yes. In class, no.
Why do you need a school? Why? Safety. What do you need a cell phone in school for?
Because you have after school activities. And
you had a cell phone in school when you grew up?
I did not.
It was just, oh, okay. Kenny, did you have a cell phone in school after you?
But it just makes life so much easier. Mom, practice is going to go till 5 today. Can you pick me up at 5:15?
What's the matter with the phone? Pick up the phone.
What phone?
The office phone.
Okay, so you got 150 kids waiting to use one phone?
Richie, you will lose this argument with me. You can feel strongly about yourself.
I won't lose. I may not convince you.
No. Well, that's the argument is usually between you and me.
Yeah, that's right.
Next! from the wimp department. This is the wimp department.
Hey, back to de Blasio, though.
Okay.
Before we leave there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see where the New York City police union is calling in Bill Clinton to settle the rift between the police and de Blasio?
They should make Bill Clinton the mayor of New York. Hey. Bill Clinton would be a great mayor. Wasn't he thinking about running for mayor of New York?
It was rumored a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he'd be a great mayor of New York.
But I think Bubba's going to go in and see if he can fix the rift.
All right, good for him.
Yeah, well, you guys got to sit down and get together.
Well, de Blasio is a waste of time and effort. And
first thing you got to do is start eating pizza with your hands. Put that knife and fork down.
And then get rid of his mayor.
Right, exactly.
All right, so from the wimp department, schools around the country are closed today because it's too cold for the school buses. They're worried the brakes won't work.
But freaking
Give me a break. It's not that cold. It's wintertime.
It's 7 degrees here.
It's 6 below here. Wind chill factor is 18 below on the farm. I'm watching the cows right now. I wish I had video of this. Cows are walking out across the pasture looking around to see what's going on. They're all okay. And you'll be okay too. Yeah, well, they don't have them on their feet.
Hooves. They don't have feet. They have hooves.
They have hooves. They don't have shoes. They don't have, yeah, their hair, their fur. They're running around playing. Look at them. I actually wish I did have a video camera of this.
We had a two-hour delay here in Fairfax, in Northern Virginia, in Fairfax County.
Yeah. For school?
Yeah, and I kind of understand it, but then I don't understand it because, you know, at 10 o'clock, wimps, it's only going to be 9 degrees.
Yeah. Wimps. So, this is wimp. The wimpus, you know, is it. What do we call it? The wimpus is ace. That's not the word we use because that's not a good. But the wimping.
The wussification of America.
That's it. The wussification of America. Here it is. No school today because it's cold. Give me. In Minnesota, it's cold every day from September to June.
in the mid-Atlantic, we're not used to this kind of cold. Neither are the buses, neither are the pipes in the schools, neither are the heaters in the schools.
They all, the buses are the same everywhere. That's a crock of baloney. Something else. Okay.
Says the guy who goes to California every winter.
And I'm overdue. Right. Next week.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Kenny, I was thinking, well, that may not be next week, but Kenny, you and I, I said Meredith's coming out with me at the end of the month. You and I and Lisa and you, we should have lunch in San Diego. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Bill Cosby in the news today went to the protesters shouting at fans streaming in to attend the comedian's first performance since November in Ontario. Lots of protesting. Meanwhile, Felicia Richard, she was the wife, broken her silence in the allegation department against Mr. Cosby. Quote, I don't want to become part of the public debate.
Too late.
She was approached at a lunch for Selma. Is that a new TV show?
No, it's a new movie about Selma, Alabama.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, What's the Matter with Me? Yeah. All right. Anyway, yeah, hello. I want to go see it. It's out this Friday. She was asked to weigh in on her 20 years with Cosby, and she said that she loves Cosby, never saw the behavior herself. Forget these women. She allegedly told somebody, what you're seeing is the destruction of a legacy. I think it's orchestrated. I don't know why or who's doing it, but it's the legacy. It's a legacy that is so important to our culture. She also dismissed claims against Cosby made by the various people saying, oh, please, when some of their names came up.
Beverly Johnson and Janice Dickinson, yeah, the two of the more famous ones.
Right. As for her feelings about Cosby's wife, Camille, she defended Camille's decision to stay with Cosby, saying she didn't believe Camille would ever have looked the other way as Cosby harassed and abused women. This is a tough, smart woman, no pushover. Somebody is determined to keep Cosby off TV, and it has worked. All his contracts have been canceled. She defended Cosby's decision to stay silent about the allegations, claiming this is in part because he's too proud to defend himself and partially because there's nothing he can say at this point to counter the numerous allegations against him.
I would just ask Felicia, I would say, bless you for being such a
true
friend. But at some point, when there are pushing 20 women who have come out from all different groups and generations, when it was 8 and 9, we all went, when it got to be 15 and 17, that's when everybody started going, who could orchestrate this kind of conspiracy?
People's Choice Award winners coming up next here on Good Day.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/newyear for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Time now for a list of the People's Choice Awards that came from the TV sector, starting with the favorite TV icon winner, Betty White, favorite television show, The Big Bang Theory, favorite TV comedy, Big Bang Theory, favorite comedic actor, Chris Colfer, I don't know who he is, favorite comedic TV actress, Kathy Cuoco. Who are these people, Kenny?
Kelly Cuoco.
Yeah, Kelly's on The Big Bang Theory.
And okay. She was played John Ritter's daughter on that show that he was right. His last show, yeah.
Favorite network drama, Grey's Anatomy. Favorite TV actor, Patrick Dempsey. Ellen Pompeo, favorite TV actress. Favorite TV comedy, Melissa and Joey. TV drama, Pretty Little Liars. Favorite TV actor, Matt Borner. That's cable. Favorite cable TV actor. Favorite cable TV actress, Angie Harmon. Favorite TV crime drama, Castle. That's interesting. Favorite crime drama TV actor, Nathan Fillion. Favorite crime drama TV actress, Stana Katic from Castle.
Castle.
Favorite...
See, all the couples are winning here together?
Yeah, neat. So this is good. All right, so Joe, who's the guy in charge at the farm, has just come in. You want to tell everybody how cold it is?
-6.
I know, it's fine. Are you cold?
No, I'm nice and warm. All that heat you provide up there.
Yeah. Start a fire in the barn. Keep it warm.
Richie says start a fire in the barn. Keep everybody warm. The cows, you see the cows running around, though?
Yeah.
How's them running around?
Yeah, that's because they are freezing. They're trying to keep the blood moving.
No. All right, so anyway. John Travolta is going to defend O.J. in the American Crime Story, joining the defense team on the FX show American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson, a real-life anthology series that's starting. He's going to play Robert Shapiro, one of the lawyers. I think he's the one we remember. Well, probably Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
You remember him too, Robert Shapiro. So who plays, who's a good actor to play?
Who's the other one?
OJ could play.
Good in Cleaners playing OJ.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
And then who plays, who are the girls' fathers?
Nicole Brown?
No,
favorite late night talk host on the People's Choice Award, Jimmy Fallon. Ellen DeGeneres' favorite daytime TV host. Let's see, who's your favorite new TV series? David Tennant. All right, boys and girls.
Thank you.
You have 51 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tom Kreitler, who's the host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program heard around the country every weekend, is here with us from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So we're going to talk to him about his observations, what he's seeing, the fantastic array of interesting people, never mind things that are there, a coordinated effort to bring every techie in the world together. 154,682 was the last number I saw.
What does it mean for your home?
Yes. Thank you, Rich. What does technology, what are the things, because that's what Tom's interested in, is the home improvement side of things. So what do we have we're seeing there that's going to affect your operation at your home in the next year, two, ten, whatever it is? That focus coming right up here on Good Day.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by
by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
What's your turn?
One of the few people who's actually hot here, at least on the air with us, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're no good. You're persona non grata. What's the temperature in Las Vegas now?
The Las Vegas temperature is beautiful. It's been in the 70s. And I tell you what, the city, though, is hot with excitement for the Consumer Electronics Show. I've never seen anything like this, Doug.
Really?
You know, you go to a trade show and you go to, you know, one location. I got to tell you, this entire city is a trade show.
Yeah.
This weekend in Las Vegas, every hotel, every meeting space, every convention center is just filled with activities from the Consumer Electronics Show. And 154,000 people, I think you mentioned, that is absolutely correct. I believe it because you can't turn around here without this seeing another attendee.
All right. So what sort of, because you're in the home improvement area, what things specifically geared to our homes are you seeing there that may be trending down the road a year, two, ten? There are obviously a ton of things that are there. And so there's always sort of a predictor of the future by what you see there. Yeah. So what do you see?
Well, we've been trending, you know, we've been looking at home automation now for about 5 years. And, you know, when the home automation systems first came out, they all required a hub, which is a centrally wired computer installed somewhere in your house. And it was a big number to invest in that hub. And then once you did invest in the hub, you had to trust that whatever system you invested in was going to continue to expand and add components that would fit that hub. It's all changed now. Those hubs now are under $100. They plug into an outlet, and all the home automation components are available, readily available, so that you could truly have a fairly completely automated home. So you have systems like Wink from Home Depot or Iris from Lowe's. These are software platforms that these manufacturers or these retailers establish. And then they have many, many, many different types of other manufacturers that are sold through stores that work with them. So, for example, you can have the Wink a system from Home Depot, and that could work with, say, a Schlage lock or a Kwikset set lock or a My Chamberlain garage door opener or any one of a number of smoke detectors or outlets or light poles that are smart and can be operated through the home automation platform. So basically, you can start small now with home automation, and you can add as your comfort level and your needs grow.
Interesting. I see that Ryan Seacrest was there yesterday to talk about radio and its relevance, because much of the stuff that's there with regard to our business, your business and my business, your business is the home and the radio, the digital world, and how people are going to get content. I think that's a big focus there, too, is it not?
Well, it absolutely is, and that's why you're seeing so much content, you know, frankly, coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show. All these platforms are giving us better access and more information about our homes and about the things that are important to us inside of our homes. But the technology is really, really pretty cool.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.